You're listening to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. For 35 years or so, Jim Stever has been collecting letters. And despite being in his early 90s, the World War II veteran says the letters he's collected don't come from, well, the mid-20th century, not so much. They actually come from a century earlier, during the days of the Republic of Texas. Mr. Stever joins us now from his home in Corpus Christi. Now, I would think that given the short history of the Republic of Texas, there wouldn't be that many letters out there to begin with.
Yes, you're right. And one reason is the population of the Republic started out probably about 30,000 people, maybe ended up more like 50,000. But there weren't a lot of people in the Republic that could be writing letters. Of course, some of the letters I have are written to Texas from the United States or even from Europe.
Mm-hmm. Did the Texas Republic have its own post office? How were these letters delivered?
Well, yes, they had a postal system, and when I was started collecting, I had to write a book on the subject because there just wasn't that much information. But the Republic had post offices, and they didn't have any postage stamps, neither did the U.S. at that time. There were no envelopes during the Republic. The people wrote a letter on a piece of paper, folded it, sealed it with a blob of sealing wax. You took it to the post office. You paid the postmaster in cash, and he wrote on the envelope, the front of the folded letter, he wrote paid. Now, if he didn't put the word paid on it, then that letter went to its destination, and the recipient had to pay the post.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, wait a minute. You have a letter that was written by Sam Houston?
Yes. It was written to a person, Thomas Western, and Western was at the Battle of San Jacinto. He was a cavalry major, and Houston addressed him in this letter, which was 1841. He is telling Major Western, I'm leaving tomorrow for Austin to be inaugurated as the third president of the Republic, and I want you to look after Mrs. Houston while I'm gone. And he tells Western that somebody owes him $40, which is a pretty good sum in those days. And he said, collect that money, keep $10 for yourself, and use the rest for whatever Mrs. Houston might need. Sam Houston signed the letter, Fraternally Thine, Sam Houston. And I think that's actually an outstanding ending to the letter.
What is it about what you get from these letters that lights up that spark inside of you?
You're reading somebody's mail from 175 years ago, and they're interesting. And they tell about, the price of food and what was going on and political comments, all kinds of things.
Jim Stever has been collecting letters from the Republic of Texas era. He may have the largest collection in private hands to this date. Mr. Stever, thank you.
Thank you for your call.